I'm glad to see you made it safely. How's your hotel?
It's not the best Best Western I've been to, but I'd say it's the third best Best Western I've been to.
I know how you feel. The Best Buy by my house is only the third best Best Buy. They have the Best Buys, but having the Best Buys isn't the only thing that makes a Best Buy the best Best Buy.
What makes a best Best Buy the best Best Buy?
That's a great question. I like when they're next to a Chipotle.
Okay, well, I should unpack.
All right. Enjoy the neurobiology conference.
I will. I wish you were here.
At a neurobiology conference? What a mean thing to say.
Okay, I'm glad you're not here.
Aw, you always know just what to say after I tell you what to say.
Goodbye, Sheldon.
Bye. Oh, good news, gentlemen. Amy's at a conference this weekend, which means I'm available to be entertained. As today's youth might put it, who wants to get their shelled on?
Bernie and I are getting the house ready for the remodel. Could always use an extra pair of hands.
That sounds awful, Raj.
I've got time booked in the telescope room all weekend, scanning for rogue planets. You're more than welcome to join me.
That's the one to beat, Leonard.
Oh, if anything, I'm trying to get my shelled off.
Well, it looks like we have a winner. Congratulations.
Well, I should warn you, it's just looking at data for hours and hours on a computer screen.
Yeah, you stop selling it, kid. You won.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hello.
How was your day?
Not good. I still couldn't get in to see Dr. Gallo.
You, a doctor? Well, I hope you're not contagious. I've got a weekend in the telescope room I've been excited about for almost 3 minutes.
I'm not sick. It's for work. There's this doctor who refuses to see any sales reps. I'm trying to get in for months.
Did you try wearing the shirt I said was inappropriate for work?
The doctor's a woman, but yes, because you never know.
What kind of doctor is she?
A psychiatrist. Why?
Well, what if you make an appointment as a patient? And then you'll get to talk to her.
Yeah, they already know I'm a pharmaceutical sales rep.
Oh, what if Leonard made an appointment and tried to lay some groundwork for you?
That's interesting.
Wait, I'm not going to make a fake appointment with a psychiatrist. What would I say is wrong with me?
Low self-esteem?
Social anxiety?
Sexual insecurity?
None of that is true.
Denial? See, sweetie, the list goes on and on.
This is crazy. How would my going in there even help you?
I don't know. You could talk to her. Maybe if it comes up, you could ask if she's heard about the drug.
What if I get caught?
The fear of failure.
Lack of confidence.
Kind of a wuss.
Fine. I'll do it. But not because of them. Because I love you.
Thank you.
Push over.
Spineless.
Still hasn't bought milk even though I told him 2 days ago.
That was incredible.
It was. I just wish Stuart wasn't around so we didn't have to be so quiet.
I know. It's not like he returns the favor when he watches his Japanese porn cartoons.
You guys got a minute or are you still coddling?
What is it, Stuart?
Can I come in?
Well, hang on. Should I send him away?
No, it's okay.
Thanks, Bernie.
What's up?
Well, I know the remodel is coming up, so I thought I'd make it easy on you guys and find my own place.
Wow. I thought I was done getting lucky tonight.
So when are you thinking of moving?
Actually, I already found an apartment, so in a couple of days.
Oh, okay. Sorry to see you go.
Okay, well, thank you guys for everything. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
What?
I just have never been in this room while you're awake.
What are you doing?
Making sure the telescope's camera is white field balanced.
Hmm. What are you doing now?
Still making sure the telescope's camera is white field balanced.
Oh, I see. How about now?
Now I'm making sure the telescope's camera is white field balanced and wishing you had a coloring book.
Well, I can be helpful. Give me something to do. You know, my father took me to work once, and in 10 minutes, I figured out who'd been stealing from the cash register. It was my father. Dad lost his job, but Mr. Hinckley gave me a fudgesicle.
Fine. You want something to do? There's about 6 months of data on this hard drive. Why don't you go through it and see if you can spot any patterns or anomalies?
Yep, I'm on it. Yeah, look at that. An Indian guy outsourcing a computer job to a white fella.
Yeah, okay, whatever it takes to keep you busy for a few hours.
Found one.
No, you didn't. There are millions of data points there.
But look, an optical transient.
Yeah, maybe that is something. How did you find that?
It wasn't difficult. You know how when you see prime numbers, they appear red, but when they're twin primes, they're pink and smell like gasoline?
No.
Huh. I guess I'm a special boy. You know, sometimes when a boy is special, he gets a fudgesicle. Which, by the way, tastes like the speed of light.
Thank you for seeing me on such short notice.
It's my pleasure. I'm curious. Are you related to Dr. Beverly Hofstetter?
She's my mother. Do you know her?
No, not personally, but I have read all of her books.
Then you know her better than I do.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but I can tell you I do not agree with her theories on child rearing at all.
Really? Any chance you find them cold, cruel, and unsuitable for innocent little boys who just want to be happy?
Well, I didn't want to say it.
No, well, say it. Sing it. Rent a plane right in the sky.
Sounds like you're holding on to quite a bit of anger towards her.
Oh, no, I've worked through a lot of that stuff. I'm better now.
Well, good for you.
Do you know she never let me celebrate my birthday because being born was her achievement, not mine?
That's heartbreaking.
Right? To this day, I send her a card every year with a little money in it.
You know, once we get the house back to ourselves, we can be romantic in any room we want.
Great. I can finally show you where the laundry room is.
Boy, who would have thought when you asked me to move in and help take care of your mom, I'd still be here 2 years later.
Nobody thought that.
Well, that's it.
I guess so.
This is weird.
Yeah, a grown man moving into his own apartment. Crazy time. See ya.
Ignore him. He's just using humor to express how happy he is.
It's okay. I know he loves me.
Sure he does. Well, let us know when you're all settled in.
I will. And I really can't thank you guys enough.
Our pleasure.
Bye.
Good luck.
He's gone. Let's start in the garage.